critical factor sensor has been amped up.
Hi, good morning. January 18th, we're here with Conservation and IRVM. I'm going to suggest that we start with IRVM because I think it'll be easier and get Joe out of here and back going today. Is that good with everybody?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're on page 86. Joe, I only had one question on the revenue side of things. So we keep chasing this number on drainage district, what we're going to be able to bill out. We haven't gotten there yet. You show an increase going from 25 to 28. Oh, we're going to make 25 this year. We never made it. So the best we've ever done is 821,000, I guess, 3 years ago. Just give me your thoughts. Where are we?
Mike, I think we talked yesterday about dropping that down to 20 for this year.
20 for this
year. To re-estimate.
Okay. You guys think you can get out enough in the spring to get from 6,000 to 20? So you got another 40.
We're out now. So we started at a little bit in between the cold snap, and then Tuesday we went back out.
Okay.
So we should be good, you know, and we got Nate the... Well, you call him summer seasonal, but I'll just call him seasonal because it's not summer anymore. He's on, you know, for 3 more weeks probably, and so we have good weather. You know, we can get out there, especially if we get all our equipment and I get out to help him. So, yeah.
Okay, good. And so 20, re-estimated for 20 for 18. We feel like we can get to 28 in 19?
We'd still like that to be the goal.
Okay.
You'll see reflected on the expense side. One of the reasons we're low this year is we're so busy in roadsides with all the work that Secondary Roads is doing with Grant and what is it, 190th and several. So we're busy in roadsides. It was just that kind of fall,
okay,
in early winter. And so we weren't able to get on the drainage ditch work as early as we would have liked.
We're keeping it at 28 and having that as our goal.
You'll see it represented on the expense side. One of the ways we're going to hope to get there, and that is with some additional extra help or seasonal help in the fall.
Yep. All right. So with that, let's go. Anybody have a question on revenues before we go to expenses?
Yeah.
So we'll go to expenses. And employee, you started to talk about extra help. The other thing reflected in there that I think is important to note for everybody is that includes a 50-cent per hour raise for the extra help. Anybody have any questions about anything that's going on with employee costs?
So this extra help, even over your re-estimate, is an extra $5,000. But as you said, I understand this, you feel that there'll be some additional drainage work to be done too, correct? That will help offset some of that, the increase in additional.
Correct.
Yeah, while they're not at dollar for dollar tied together, the reality is for us to get out and do work in the ditches, we're going to have that extra help line is going to go up just a little bit to get done. So as the revenue goes up, our extra help line is going to go up.
Well, one of the things that you run into is if you're going to get that extra help, you know, it's nice to have that allotted funding there in order to keep or entice someone to apply and keep on. You got to kind of have them on full time-ish all the way through working in roadsides, and then when we switch over to drainage district, it kind of, if there's a gap in there and they, you know, you lay them off, they may go find another opportunity.
Right.
It's always kind of neat if it happens that person may have another job and can only work a couple days a week and then work 3 days for us. That's a perfect world. It's happened before, but not this year, you know. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. So I'm down to shop supplies, unless there's a question on chemicals or seed. Shop supplies are 1,400 re-estimated, and 1,600 for next year. I just want to point out that there's a $400 weed eater in there that it's time to replace. So that's part of that deal. And then office supplies. So I was confused by why you needed 2,100 in office supplies, but it looks like you're talking about a new laptop and the stuff to go on it.
So we spent an awful it's not awful. A lot of time out at the shop. You know, our office is in town, shop's out at the old county home, and so it'd be nice to be able to, when we bypass the office in the busy season, go straight to the shop. Everybody meets out there. It'd be nice to have that laptop to work from, you know, a satellite area and look up part orders and work orders and things like that.
And this is for the RP license for that laptop. That $1,200 is what that license costs for a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the laptop itself is an IT request.
Okay. And, right. So the license for the mapping, which we do all the mapping when I might do a PowerPoint someday, or by law we have to map where we spray, we map where we plant, we have since the 90s, which a lot of counties haven't done. We have a pretty good history of where we've been and what we've done. So our current license is always at the engineer's building where we come back and that's one PC. That's, you know, can't have anyone else log into that license. So it'd be nice to have two so we could be a little more efficient. Okay. And these new folks coming through, the seasonals we keep talking about, they're pretty good at that stuff.
How are you accessing the internet out there then? Or will you need to access the internet?
We got a Wi-Fi.
Just an aside, I have put a request in because it came out of a conversation on the building out there. To co-telephone as they are a mile south with optic cable, just to see what it would take to come up there, because on a provider you have Windstream, and that's modest at best. And so we got that number of the Larry Springer has not come back to me with, but we're checking into that, and then the question back then to him is what it would cost to run that fiber optic to the animal control.
Oh, okay.
So where we put it, what we use, what Mike uses out there. And conservation, just looking into what, as they grow into the area, what would it take to grow into a facility? So when I have an answer to that, I'll share it.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions on RQ? Mike, do you see this as something that's helpful?
Yes.
The shed is still completely usable, right? What you're using out there now?
Yes, correct.
You're using it, correct? The shed?
The shed that has the damage to the roof?
Yeah.
No, it's we've evacuated that.
So two separate areas, Lawrence. So you've got the shop.
Oh, I got it.
Got,
okay.
Which is still completely usable. That was never damaged. But then we had an old pole building kind of across the entrance from that that was damaged, and that's what Marty is working with.
Well, okay.
To come up with a plan on that.
And he has sent the temporary rent to store some equipment in it because it came out of the pole building.
Right.
And you see,
yes.
I thought your shop was also.
We need to go for a drive. We need to drive around.
Andrew had taken, or no, his predecessor had taken me around,
okay.
A drive. And yes, I need another drive.
Where are you storing this?
Well, there's this guy that lives just north of our shop, might have a building.
I would throw this out to my colleagues here, is the fact that we heard from the fair board earlier this month, and as Mark, that John Deere is, they have put facilities up that they can store their combines and whatnot. They're going to have a lot of roof space that is not being used.
Really?
And whereas a big funder of them, if we can do it for free, why aren't we talking to them about that need? I think that makes a lot of sense for me.
That would be so helpful, because right now we're everywhere.
Well, that's the whole thing, it puts you here. You know, and as you're saying, you know, you're tailored into town at secondary roads, why would it be such a hardship to go out to the fairgrounds, and it gives us the roof we need until we roll around?
All right.
So I think that's a conversation worth having. And Loris, if you're okay with this, I would ask that Marty work with others, because this is bigger than just Joe. I mean, I'm thinking of it makes a lot of sense to talk to Joby on a temporary basis.
Sure.
I mean, why would we have our trailers out if we can have them in during the winter when they aren't being used over there if the fair is going to give us a good rate?
The thing is, it was one of the little facts that they gave us coming out of the meeting. I was thinking about, as we were sitting here having a conversation, is what we would put on a facility basis out for IVRM and the Sheriff's Department and facilities. Well, they've got they were using it, and now it becomes available. Why would we not talk to them? So I waited until now to say it.
I think it's a great idea. Are you would be the perfect person.
Okay, well, I will chase that one down. When I have something, I'll share it.
Okay.
So I'll leave the rent number in here.
Yeah, and I have equipment that needs immediate storage needs, too. I mean, we're working around the hydro seeder inside the shop, and You know, I measured a building yesterday. It wasn't big enough. So I've been visiting our landowners and operators in the area as I call them up, and they may have storage, but it takes a fairly significant spot for the hydro seeder.
Yeah. I'll let this alone as he answers it. You site prepped the ground where your building was built for a larger building, right?
Correct.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
The shop, not the shed.
Yeah, that's what I guess the term is Joe. I say that as Joe. When I go over there, that's Joe's building. That is
not,
it
not
looks
damaged,
like it was prepped for a bigger building.
The new shop is leveled and graded for an extension when it was built.
Yeah.
Okay, communication services, I think it's an $1,800 item, not a $1,900 item. We're halfway through the year. We spent $895.
Who's doubling that? The same as 18.
Yeah, so we've got 19 plugged in, which made sense, but now we've got real numbers to look at. So I'm suggesting that we reestimate our budget from 19 to 18, and we put in 18 for next year. Not a big deal, but it's a deal. Education and training. You really going to spend those dollars?
Probably.
Okay.
We're going to some training here next week.
Good. I prefer it. I just don't want to have them in there if we're not going to really spend it. And then for me, I skip all the way down to equipment and machinery and the combine that we're talking about getting. Let's go ahead and get it this year. Why wouldn't we get it out of this year's budget when we got a really, really healthy ending fund balance?
Well, it's, to Joe's credit, he's been dragging these ACs through to the point where I think you're spending more keeping them running than actually getting return on use.
Time-wise. Probably not.
Your time is valuable and you're not overstaffed. And the thing is, we can clearly push you out doing other things as opposed to fixing something that was new when Eisenhower was president.
I think JFK was president.
Well, it was close. It was neither or.
So we're on it. Mike and I had a conversation yesterday morning about finding that perfect unit that's old technology. It can't be the new technology of combine. It has to be old, but not too old. And then the size that will fit in some of the areas. So.
Okay. Well, I would suggest we go ahead and go to work on it and try to get it done, bought, delivered, paid for by June 30th.
Okay.
So that if we're going to do that, we would reestimate 12 into this year, and we take that 12 out.
Super.
At 119. Marvin, you make that work? All right. That's it for our review.
Unless that was easy.
Anything else to talk about? Anybody have anything else? Okay. Up.
Yeah.
So we're on it.
Let me just verify the 2750 that you have in there for this year for all those grants. Are those on track? Is that going to happen?
So I think I heard you say, the grants are, we've received the Kubota last week, the storage cabinet, and I'm waiting for the seed tumbler until we have a little more room.
You got Kubota too.
There's a backstory there.
All right.
Good job. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day, Joe.
Will do.
Get somewhere.
All right. So now we're back to page 72. On the revenue side, Mike, there's so many moving parts with grants, who's paying what, how it's happening. Can you just talk us through where we really are both this year and what we're thinking next year?
There are a lot of moving parts. I wish they weren't so fluid, but there's a lot of fluid parts in this. As we, over the years, we've been spending, been investing more in capital, and with that, larger projects. So whether they be major maintenance or whether they be infrastructure or what, but large projects that are very fluid, and we often look for outside funding for those.
And are really successful. And I just want to underscore that.
Mm-hmm. And so with that, you know, sometimes in finding that outside funding, we budget for things. If there's a local fund component of those big projects, we budget for that. And then we go about looking for outside funding. Outside funding may come before budget, may not. And so oftentimes there's a lag. We get things budgeted and maybe awarded, and then we run into problems like we have with Prairie Rail Trail. I'm just to pick that as an example. And you know, we put everything in motion. We got all of the outside, external, and internal funding that matched our cost opinion for that. And now we've been sitting on that for some time because we run into these other problems. And so I just use that one as an example. We realized we had some real estate problems with that project, which was a surprise to everyone in the county. And so we've sorted through that with our county attorney, et cetera. And I use that as an example because that's one of the reasons that we see so much. And I'm sure Lisa probably pulled their hair out because we have so much fluidity in here. And but you know, we do the best we can to try to bring those improvements forward, but oftentimes there's unexpected things that come up or delays here or there. We're working with lots of different external partners too, and sometimes I feel like, to use the old analogy, you can only push a rope so hard so fast in some instances. And so does that answer your question? That's where we're at with the fluidity, and frankly there's a little bit of changes here since what we put forward.
And probably one of the partners with the biggest changes is the DNR, and they're a major partner for lots of things.
Alright, so let's talk through what, as we sit here today, looks different than when you guys turned this in.
So on the revenue side, we did not.
We're going to move PRT money from FY18 to FY19. The 225.
So.
Yep.
You guys see that one? So that project is funded between this SERP to grant and TIF fund.
Okay, so it's in the FY18 reestimated.
And budgeted.
It's part of the 856 to 540.
Yes.
So we're going to take it out of
18.
Out of 18 and move it into 19.
And how much was that?
$631,540 or
$225,000.
So I'm going to take $225,000 out of this year.
Yes.
And I'm going to add $225,000 to next year.
Correct.
And tell me what that's for.
So that project is funded roughly 50-50 between this grant and TIF and some old TIF funds.
Right.
Okay. So what we're saying is we hope to be bidding this project in the spring.
Okay.
So we will hopefully have a contract ready to move forward yet this FY.
Okay.
So what we're proposing here is to spend that TIF money up front and then spend this grant money next FY.
But that will show as revenue as we spend it.
The grant money, correct.
Which is why we're pulling the $225,000 out of our re-estimation for 18 into 19.
Correct. We were hoping we'd have the whole thing done in 18. It just hasn't happened.
Right.
And we've already gone ahead and bonded on that money. Not bonded money. That is actually urban renewal project money. So it's sitting in fund 17,000 right now.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. What else do we have?
So that's one. Another
down to talk. Yeah.
Yeah, another one that we said was we put forward 46,000 in other state grants. Well, I think our sum was greater than that, but of that,
yeah,
like
REAP.
REAP?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you all know we received a REAP grant for Tedesco Environmental Learning Corridor. We anticipated getting 90% of that up front this year in 18. And in fact, what now I think what we're going to do is get all of that in FY19. So the total on that grant was $468,580.
As other state grants.
Yep.
And REAP.
Yeah, it's yeah. REAP.
Yep.
And we want to...
it was re-estimated 439,330 in FY18.
Right.
All that money will move to FY19.
So it's the 439,330 plus the 46,850.
Yes, for FY19.
Okay. So total for 19 is 468,580.
Yes. Yes.
Well.
439.
What's the 439 then? Because that's not.
Plus.
439 is not 421.
It was, that's the difference, I'm sorry. Forget that.